Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking, an Elevated Missions Prep Incorporated company. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest is the founder of Potential to Reality Consulting and a senior member of ASQ, American Society for Quality. He is an executive consultant who specializes in enterprise transformation, operational excellence, and organizational change management. His personal and professional focus is on helping organizations and societies that are dedicated to the well-being of their stakeholders achieve and sustain excellence. In today's interview, we will receive his insights about the importance of the integration of the Christian faith in business and society. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Mr. Kerry L. Bass. Welcome, Mr. Bass.
Thank you, Miss Wilson. Sister Wilson, God bless you.
Today, we really are going to be focusing on why it is important that the Christian faith is integrated within our businesses and society. You have years of experience of actually doing this, and I would love for you to tell us, what have you found? Why is it so important that we are integrating our faith within business and society?
Well, one of the foundational things that I found in organizations being successful is that the leaders need to set the culture of what the organization is about. And in fact, it's inevitable that the leader's culture will set the culture of the organization, whether that is for good or for bad. Being a believer and growing in faith myself, and one of the things that I've so found over time is that we have an admonition as believers to be the salt and the light of the world. And so, therefore, I think it is crucial for believers to let their faith shine through in everything that they do, including in their organizational leadership.
Yeah, I love what you said. It is important that the leaders are setting the culture, because whatever culture they are actually quote unquote cultivating, that is how the organization itself is going to function. What are some of the things that you have found when the culture is not set right?
Well, it's real easy to see when you see that there's inconsistencies in the delivery of the services and the products that you get. When you see that customer and client service is indirect, and that people have a hard time dealing with the organization, it's because that culture is set so that there's a lot of other focuses other than being true to the work that you're doing and the excellence of every task being manifest in the way that it is reflected in the way it is, the way that that organization is intending for it to be.
Yeah, it sounds like there are a lot of distractions there. And like you
Absolutely.
said, you can't provide the high quality of services or products that your customers really need.
One of the things that I found out is that true integrity, and integrity meaning being true to yourself and understanding who you are as a leader, is foundational. I've done several podcasts, and I also have listened most recently. Oh, it's a little while back. I believe it was the CEO of Shopify in Canada, kind of shocked the world when he came out and spoke publicly about what he told his employees. And he said, "We are not a family. You're not my relative. And so, therefore, you should not expect me to act like you're a relative. I am your team leader, and we are a high-performing team. And therefore, what we expect is for you to operate like a high-performing team member." And while that was shocking, and it goes against what everybody likes to say, we're all a family here and all that sort of thing. What that really shows, though, is that people really are, in effect, lying when you say that you're one thing and then you actually are behaving in a different manner. If you really believe that your organization is a family, then you act like that and you respect and treat your subordinates and your team members as family. And that causes you to make some sacrifices that you would normally make for family. But if you're really in it just for the money, then you need to be clear about that. And make sure that everybody understands is that we are trying to make a major return on the time and investment that you expect. And so, therefore, don't expect that your employees are going to be reflecting something different. They're not going to be loyal to you because they like you. They're in it for the money too. So therefore, your true character will shine through. So as believers, then, our true character ought to be a reflection of the life and the spirit of Jesus Christ, the newness of who we are. In fact, one of the other things that I like to express is that the revelation of who we really are is that we are indeed children of God. That's what the gospel in John was talking about. And that it said, as many as believe in him, he gave the power to become the children of God. So therefore, we have the ability to do great things. And so therefore, we should expect excellence. And we need to let that excellence of God flow through us and exhibit it in everything that we do.
Yeah, and God is by his grace that we get to be a part of it. And what that particular CEO said is like the antithesis of, you know, who we're supposed to be as believers. Yes, we all want to be able to make money, take care of our families, and be able to contribute to our societies. But how we treat people is just as important. So on the other side of this, share with us how you have successfully seen faith integrated into business and society, and what were the positive benefits?
To me, it's really interesting. And I just share a little bit of a story for myself. I had a long career with IBM and had risen through the ranks and became a senior manager and had a global responsibility for service and quality. And during that time, I had received a calling into the ministry, and I had struggled with that for a while because I saw myself as a business executive, but yet my calling was saying that I'm supposed to be a full-time minister. And so I couldn't reconcile those in my mind, and I resisted for a long time. But when I finally agreed to do God's will, then I saw that there was a integration of what we were doing. And so the church that I had grew up in and was ordained in, we grew from about 30 family church to over 1,000 members. And we opened our own Christian day school to be able to help the families be able to integrate their faith into their public into their education of their children. As I'm sure you can know, starting things, starting schools, and growing an organization, my spiritual gift is administration, along with others that, you know, I'm not going to take your time talking about, but that was why I was called to be the chief operating officer and head of ministries for this church. And so we had to put faith into action to be able to get the financing, to be able to build a new church building, to renovate the old church building, to house the school, be able to get the permits and the requirements to be able to have a playground and meet the space requirements. That's where I learned how to really pray in earnest, because you run up against obstacles that are beyond your control, like being able to get permits in time for meet your financing obligations, having inspectors come to look at your playground, and when you know it's not safe and you know you're expecting to fail, but all of a sudden you see God answering prayer and people saying, I was called to deliver material to cover your playground, so I knew you were building it. And so I got about 4 dump trucks coming. The bottom line of it is that if you move in faith, God will honor that and will help you be successful in your business. And if you allow your faith to be a beacon internally, then people will be drawn to you. Your faith will draw those that are like mind and like spirit, and they will operate in that, and they will operate in that excellence in their work for you.
Yeah. And I know that you do consulting. How are you integrating it now?
Well, the first thing that I do is I consult in a very boutique manner. And my primary focus is on those organizations that really want to make a difference for all of their stakeholders. I work with people that are Christians and non-Christians. But the thing that I want to start out with, and I always start out working with the CEO, is to determine where are you going and what do you really want and believe. And then we do that cultural alignment to say, so if this is who you really are, what does your business reflect? There was an old deacon that I had, and he was a Sunday school teacher. He says that your ways and actions speak so loud that I can't hear what you say. And so that is the real reflection of what we do. So we start out looking at what's the gap between what you say and what you really are doing. And then we have to align that and say what you really want to do, is that in line with who you really are? If it is, then let's talk about what are those key things that you need to accomplish to move your organization from where it is today to where you want it to be. And it's a very few things. You only want to work on about three, and say, we're going to move quickly and align your organization to be in alignment with what you really believe and what you really want to get done.
Yeah, I love it. What is next for you?
Well, I'm spending more of my time. I call myself semi-retired, but I'm failing retirement. So right now I'm in the doctoral of business administration class at Georgia State University. I'm speaking on international conferences. I'm speaking to other organizations too. So I'm working with a few select clients. I'm trying to spread the word about doing what's right to try to make your organization effective in changing society.
I love it. Now tell people how they can connect with you.
Well, my website is www.makingitreality.com. Our company is Potential to Reality Consulting, and you can reach me at info@makingitreality.com. I'm on LinkedIn, and you can feel free to contact me either way. And if you want to talk about how to change, and, you know, being a preacher too, if you want to heed a word, you know, I'll be happy to share that with you too.
Love it. As we wrap up your interview today, what is the one thing that you want to leave with the people, the action that they can take today to start changing their life?
Well, the biggest thing and the lesson that I have learned over time is what the gospel was of Matthew was recorded, where Peter walked on the water. And the reason why he walked on the water is because he saw Jesus and forgot about that he was a mere human. And so he said, if it's you, Jesus, let me come out on the water to walk with you. And he did. And he started walking on the water, but he started to sink when he looked around and saw all the waves that were around him. And he began to sink. And Jesus grabbed his hand and said, why did you doubt? So the bottom line is, and the lesson that I have and the word that I have for anyone is, get out of the boat and don't doubt.
I love it. I love it. CWS audience, you have heard him. He has dropped multiple golden nuggets for us here today. Some of the things that I really enjoyed hearing him talk about was the fact about integrity, about being true to yourself, understanding what it is that you truly want to do and what it is that you want to display, and then filling in the gaps so that you are being who you are truly wanting to be. And especially as a person of faith, you know, we are called to integrate our faith in everything that it is that we are doing. We are to be that light, that salt. And the question becomes, are you actually doing that? Or are you struggling? And how can you move forward so that you are actually integrating your faith as God would want you to? He's a part of every aspect of our lives. And certainly we could show that he's a part of our lives. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.